There's a major settlement over the use of solitary confinement in California prisons. The state has agreed to sharply limit the number of inmates held in isolation for long periods of time. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson reports that the agreement resolves a lawsuit filed by prisoners who say the practice amounts to cruel and unusual punishment.
The settlement centers on nearly 2,000 prisoners stuck in isolation because authorities determined they had some ties to a gang. The inmates live in tiny soundproof cells for nearly 23 hours each day, some remaining there for decades. Paul Redd spent 33 years in a solitary unit. Here he is talking in a videotape deposition.
It's not to the point where you want to commit suicide. But sometimes I'll be at the point that we want to write the judge, say, just give me the death penalty. Just give me the death penalty, man.
Just give me the death penalty, Redd said. He and other prisoners sued, arguing prolonged isolation violates the Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Jules Lobel is their lawyer at the Center for Constitutional Rights.
It makes you wonder how anybody could have done this without seeing it as cruel and inhumane, to put somebody in a small cell with no windows, no real communication with other people for over a decade seems just to the average person as cruelty.
Under the terms of the settlement, state authorities will only send inmates to solitary if they commit new and serious crimes in prison, like murders or violent assaults. California prison officials have a year to review files of inmates in isolation now. The process is designed to send many of those prisoners back into the general prison population. Jeffrey Beard is Corrections and Rehabilitation Secretary for the state. Beard says authorities have already released more than 1,000 inmates into less restrictive custody with few problems, even for inmates kept for decades in the harshest facility, known as Pelican Bay.
I personally have gone to institutions and talked to many of them that have come out of Pelican Bay. In some of the institutions, they're some of the better inmates. Their cells are cleaner than anybody else's cell. Their housing unit is one of the cleanest housing units. They want nothing to do with going back to Pelican Bay.
Gang members who break the rules can still get sent to solitary units, but prison officials say they will no longer hold them there indefinitely. Marie Levin is the sister of an inmate kept in solitary for decades. On a conference call with reporters, she read a statement written by her brother and other prisoners.
This settlement represents a monumental victory for prisoners, an important step toward our goal of ending solitary confinement in California.
Levin hasn't been able to hug or touch her brother, an alleged gang leader, for 31 years. But that could change under the terms of the settlement, which requires the approval of a judge. Experts hired in connection with the case concluded that long-term isolation can cause severe mental and physical damage. And lawyer Jules Lobel says public opinion may be souring on solitary confinement.
There clearly has been a fundamental shift in our society to recognizing that solitary confinement does present serious constitutional and psychological problems.
But the union that represents many California corrections workers has warned that turning away from solitary could mean more violence for both inmates and officers. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.